Well, first we did the cleanup, what you call a cleanup, because we compiled the register, then we displayed it. The public, the voters came up and looked at their particulars, they collected them, and we call it a display. So we concluded this process. But again, we are now preparing to load the register onto a biometric voter verification system, which we'll use on the polling day. And for that purpose, we've got a vendor who's going to provide the equipment. And before we load the register onto the kits, we had to do another process called deduplication. We look for any duplicates, if possible, so that because the system is supposed to guarantee that there is only one person under the name and that they vote once. So we're now preparing to upload it on the biometric voter verification system and later on put it on the kits that will go to each polling station. So for that purpose, we did a process with the vendor, the guys who sold us the technology, who are based in the Netherlands.
What is the significance of taking the voter register that you are working on to the Netherlands?
Well, it's part of the finalization process. Like I said, we have a vendor who has a server capacity that can run more than almost 18 million records and look for duplicates without us having to buy that technology and going through the lengthy processes. It's consistent with our finalization program and arrangement. Everything is within the terms that we set out with the vendor, including non-disclosure agreements and all that. Eventually, the register is housed here. It is not based anywhere.
So, Paul, how does this enhance the transparency with regards to the processes of finalizing this voter list to be used for the elections?
It's a transparent process. The agreement, the contract is a public document, and what is expected of the vendor is public. It's known among stakeholders. So, and of course, before we deploy the technology in January, we will be doing public demonstration how the kit will be used at a polling station. And it also helps to build confidence in the public that a voter will appear only once on the register and that they will vote once, which is the reason we are deploying biometric voter verification technology. So it is a significant step in the finalization of the cleaning and preparation for printing for the register that runs in January.
How does the Electoral Commission explain to stakeholders who are suspicious of this action? Because I said that because I understand opposition leaders, including Betty Aol Ochan, questioned the motive of the Electoral Commission and wondered why sensitive data should be shared with third parties without involving all stakeholders. How do you respond to such criticism?
I can imagine why sometimes there's suspicion, but that would go with engagement and more voter education and sensitization. Otherwise, the register is developed in collaboration with many stakeholders, but we are the ones who finally handle the final product. We work with the National Registration Authority, for example, to identify citizens, and we share information. But then besides that, the vendor is going to be the firm providing biometric voter verification kits, accesses the register because they have to upload it onto the kits that are going to be placed at each station. And I think it's just a lack of understanding of what exactly goes on, which eventually will be public knowledge. Because we're going to do public demonstration, we're going to do voter awareness on the use of the kit itself at the polling station. People need to prepare. They're going to be, placing their thumbprints and being identified, and you're identified, you vote once, and you're covered across the country. You cannot vote at another polling station across the country. So it is... We are building transparency and confidence in the register.
How credible do you think this register would be, and what should be the expectations of Ugandans as you compile this list to be used for the elections?
We compiled it with the citizens, we registered Ugandans, and now we are deploying the technology that will also enhance the transparency and increase on the accuracy and all that. So I think it's all going to give us the same product. So we will definitely be engaging the voters and the public and the political leaders for that matter. We will not just deploy a kit on polling day. We are going to take them through. We're going to do dry runs of what's expected. Our messages on voter education are going to increase awareness that on polling day you expect to have such and such technology, and this is how it will be used. in a safe manner, especially given that we have COVID-19 around us. So it's all part of the confidence building efforts that we are making. And of course, adapting technology to enhance transparency and credibility of the process.